The TSU farm hit hard. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
All right, you're at ground zero for us. This is the agriculture component of the university. This took the bulk of the hit for us.
Tennessee State University's Research and Education Farm, just off their main campus in Nashville, took a direct hit from last week's tornado outbreak. Spokesperson and Chief of Staff Curtis Johnson.
We have research on goats and cattle. We lost two heads of cattle, and we had two goats that were injured. Number of buildings, a lot of research in the greenhouses, all of them, lost pretty much all of them, so which means we lost a lot of student research.
Curtis Johnson says a fairly new building where teachers are brought in for STEM training was a complete loss, as well as a poultry facility, a horse barn, silos, fences, trees, and debris blown everywhere.
This is global research. It's not just for local industry. Of course, that's our primary target, but we're talking about how to sustain plants in deserts and dry areas and how to make plants stronger against insects and all of those kind of things, so which takes years to do. And so to lose it like this, it's a major hit for some of those students who are working on their doctorate.
State Representative Harold Love Jr. lives very close to the TSU farm, and he's feeling a loss like everyone else, and he knows what a loss the research means.
Because you're talking about years of research. You're talking about buildings that were there that were newly built. You're talking about a situation where now you must literally, right, go through and wipe it clean.
Even though State Senator Brenda Gilmore represents a predominantly urban district, she knows the impact the TSU farm has had on everyone.
Agriculture is one of the prime industries in the state of Tennessee, and it's just devastated Tennessee State University. And I'd like to see the state and also the federal government come to their rescue.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.